This is Kent Porter, and the subject is behavior and behavioral change. When someone is called on their poor behavior, in their defense, you may hear them say something like, "I've always done that," or "That's just the way I am." These are throwaway comments. Perhaps they are a quick dodge, one that may shield an underlying problem that the person has struggled with for a long time. It may be that they don't understand the collateral damage that they are causing. They have a blind spot. The epitome of this mindset is not taking responsibility for poor behavior came to mind when I recall an episode with a senior executive in the communication industry. I'd ask him to describe his leadership style. He said, "It's like this. I see my group as if we were a bowling alley. I'm the ball that scores the points, and the way I score the points is by knocking over the pins." I asked, "Well, who are the pins?" And he said, "The 10 pins are my 10 direct reports. Knocking them over keeps them alert and productive." I was stunned and not sure what to say next. After a long pause, I asked him to guess what it felt like to be a pin being knocked over. At first, I could tell he was taken back by the question. Obviously, he'd never really thought about it. Secondarily, he got red in the face. Well, as they say, the rest of the story is that he got results by his style, and the old adage is, you can't argue with success. So he discounted the 360 and the other interviews that pointed to a dysfunctional leader and a dysfunctional team, and continued doing what he'd always done. Which brings up the question, can a leopard change his spots? My experience tells me yes, provided the leopard really, really wants to change and is committed to change. If the leopard's approach is, "Well, I'll give it a try, and if it works, that's great," then change isn't going to happen because there's no commitment. Provided there is a commitment to change, there is a proven process which consists of three parts: assessment, challenge, and support. You start with the assessment, which can be a 360, interviews, shadowing, psychometrics. The challenge can be as simple as a development plan that shows specific behaviors that are not productive and then spells out specific behaviors that will be productive. In essence, this is a simplified gap analysis. So the first two parts are in place, assessment and challenge. The third part, perhaps the most important, is support, which is providing them with the knowledge and tools they need to navigate the twisting, uneven path to change. It is coaching, encouragement, and then letting them discover their way. As Socrates says, there is nothing so well learned as that which is discovered. Support is the key. It is the open sesame to transformational change that can convert a New Year's resolution into a concrete change. Support is being systematically held accountable for progress. Visualize this. Your company is located on a lake. You are late for a meeting in the next harbor down from you, so you jump in your speedboat. The speed limit in the harbor is 5 miles an hour. It's early in the morning. You're the only one leaving the harbor. The water is flat. The morning is bright, and you're late. So you push the throttle up to 15 miles an hour, which seems like a good idea. You're late, and that's all that's on your mind. Now, if you had put rear view mirrors on your boat, and if you would slow down long enough to actually look in those mirrors, what you would see would shiver your timbers. That is, it would shock you. In your rearview mirror, you would see that you had created a significant wake, a wake that, as it reached the company harbor, caused boats to bang against each other with the screeching sounds of wood, plastic, and glass all coming in contact with each other. You'd see people who were stepping from one level of the dock to another lose their footing, fall on their face, and be tossed in the water. You would see blood from cut chins and hear screams of shock and anger. The good news is there's hope, because there are people who have rear view mirrors and who care. I worked with a PhD scientist who had just been promoted to general manager. He was committed to change. He agreed he'd have to do the heavy lifting in order to change himself, and he'd be uncomfortable with the new skills he needed to acquire. But because he picked science as his first love, he knew he was more at ease with project-driven situation than people-driven situations. He reiterated his commitment to growing into his new position and recognized he had to change his mindset. I debriefed him the week before on the feedback from his boss, peers, and direct reports. We then began to explore his mindset, that is, his software, particularly the piece of software that runs hidden in the background. He let me read his thoughts, and this is what I heard. Quote, "I wonder if I treat people like experiments. As experiments, you beat problems into submission by pushing it into a space or a box that you can deal with. That's my training. The interviews and other data suggest I'm using the same level of control with my direct reports. I beat them into where I think they should be going. I'm killing their initiative by being the answer man when I need to build them up by being the question man." End of quote. As you can see, the assessment provided him the picture he needed to change. Without assessment or feedback, there are blind spots and lots of rationalization for why people continue with ineffective leadership styles. With the assessment piece, you can form a development plan and seek out the support you need for change. The kind of change we are talking about is hard. It's inside out. It's hard to see your progress. Few may notice the changes you've made. Some may even question your motives. A few may be taking bets on how long this flavor of the month change will last. I'd like to end this segment with an actionable thought. You're the problem. Think about all the times you've either wondered why things are not working or heard yourself deflect the responsibility by blaming circumstances or others. Isn't it a relief to know that it's you that's the problem? I smile as I say this, but it's more often true than not. The good news is you are the solution. The one person you may be able to change is you. The motivation is to look at the wake you're leaving behind and then commit to change. If you're interested in more information, please visit the resource library at www.porterleadership.com.